I'm truly excited to unpack this today. Have you ever felt like there's, so much more to a character or even maybe a person in your own life than what you see right on the surface?
Definitely.
Today, we're taking a really fascinating deep dive into just that. We're exploring Christophine, that really enigmatic figure from Jean Reese's Wide Cirque SOC.
Yeah, who plays such a pivotal role.
Exactly. And that whole tragic story that eventually links up with Charlotte Bronte's Jane Eyre.
And for this exploration, we're looking at two really insightful sources. There's Christophine's Secret, a story of survival and forbidden love, which is a piece of fan fiction.
Okay.
And then also Christophine, a reimagined past and unseen truths, which is basically the author's notes, kind of pulling back the curtain on their thought process.
Got it. So our mission today is really to uncover something pretty special. How just one reimagined backstory can like completely change how we understand a classic character. And I guess what's the first thing that strikes you about how this fan fiction goes about it?
Well, what's immediately compelling, I think, is how it really challenges us, to reconsider what we think we know.
Right.
It asks us to look beyond maybe the easy labels we put on a character and think about how creative license can actually shed light on hidden stuff.
Hidden truths.
Yeah. And how those lines between, fact and fiction can get really blurry, but in a way that's super interesting.
Absolutely. And our journey here, it starts through the eyes of a character named Bertha, who, as we find out pretty quickly, hates that name. She tells us she's become mad like my mother, specifically to punish Daniel, the bastard who calls himself Conway.
Oof, strong words.
Right. She talks about being once soft and scorned, and that happiness was, quote, long forgotten in her life. That's a pretty bleak place to start for her, isn't it?
It truly is. And her intense curiosity about Christophine's secret becomes, well, more than just passing interest. It's described as an urgent escape from her dreadful
An
days.
escape, yeah.
Bertha apparently overhears Daniel revealing that Christophine had to flee Jamaica after being in jail. And
Perhaps.
just that one little detail, it sparks this absolute determination in her to understand what really drove Christophine away from home.
And this search for the secret, it sounds like it completely took her over.
Oh, yeah. Totally consumed her. She even admits feeling truly mad when she couldn't find anything out, and she was like terrified Christophine would discover she was questioning Godfrey.
High stakes for her.
Definitely. So ultimately, driven by this relentless need for answers, Bertha resorts to secretly searching Christophine's things during a visit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she notes Christophine's older age meant she didn't wake up as quickly as she used to.
Opportunistic.
You could say that. And that's when she has her breakthrough. She finds this small box of papers.
The classic hidden box of secrets.
Pretty much. And this is where Bertha's, snooping uncovers this really devastating truth that just reshapes everything.
Okay, lay it on us.
So from these papers, she discovers the shocking reality of Christophine's past. We learn that as a girl, younger than a teenager, Christophine's father would touch and hurt her body.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And that revelation, it just immediately changes how you see Christophine. Her toughness, her guarded nature, it suddenly makes so much sense. It's a shield.
Wow. Okay. That's
Yeah.
incredibly heavy. Knowing the original books, how did you react to that specific portrayal in the fanfic? Did it feel like it fit, or was it just completely out of left field?
It felt like finding a missing piece almost.
Right.
Yeah, it provided a context for her quiet strength and that fiercely protective thing she have that the original text kind of hints at but never really spells out, So in response to this trauma, the story goes, she sought comfort in a relationship that went beyond friendship with a classmate named
Rich
Persephone.
Stephanie might.
And whenever Christophine managed to fight off her drunk father's advances, she'd run to Persephone in the night. They apparently spent those nights exploring each other's touch until Persephone's father found out and called it inappropriate.
So it's not just the abuse. There's this whole other layer of forbidden, maybe vulnerable connection happening too. What happens next? Does it get worse?
Yeah. The narrative takes a really pivotal, tragic turn. One night, Christophine shows up at Persephone's, scared, crying. It's raining heavily, and there are bloodstains on her clothes.
Oh no.
And this time, she doesn't do the usual tap on the window. She confesses right there to Persephone and her parents that her father had tried to rape her and she killed him in self-defense.
Oh my God. Self-defense.
Yes. But knowing the authorities wouldn't believe her, wouldn't side with her, Persephone's father uses his connections, makes some kind of deal, and takes Christophine into his custody.
Okay.
But then he forces her to flee Jamaica, tells her she can never return, and will never see Persephone again.
Wow. Just exiled. Brutal.
It's brutal, yeah. It's a truth that just shakes you reading it. But it also maybe explains some of her strength, doesn't it? It explains why she'd go to those ultimate lengths to protect herself, like the author notes later. It kind of reframes everything about her.
It really does. And Bertha's reaction when she finds all this out?
It's profound. She sees Christophine in this totally new human light. She finds her scars more beautiful and finally gets why her edges were so rough.
Understanding through shared trauma, maybe.
Perhaps. Yeah. And Bertha's final line in the fanfic piece is just, I never told. Four simple words.
I never told.
Wow.
It makes you wonder, what kind of bond did knowing that secret create between them, even if it was unspoken?
It absolutely does. That shared secret, or at least that known secret, it's a whole new layer of complexity between them.
Okay, so now, with this really intense backstory established, what actually inspired the author to create this? Let's get into those creative notes.
Right. So the author shares that the inspiration came partly from that line Daniel says about Christophine fleeing Jamaica after jail.
Okay, that makes sense.
But also, and this is surprising, from an autobiographical song, Persephone by Alison Russell.
A song. Interesting.
Yeah. The author wanted to create a version of Christophine's story that kind of wove in ideas from this song, merging these two like totally unconnected things into this fan fiction.
That's fascinating. Taking a throwaway line from a classic novel on a modern song and just building this whole world. It really highlights the author's use of creative license, doesn't it?
Indeed. And they lean into that. They highlight this core theme that really resonates. Anyone can be telling the truth, and they could all be lying.
The unreliability of narrative.
Exactly. Pointing out that several characters, like Christophine and Daniel, they accuse each other of being liars all the time. The author flat out acknowledges that the events in their fanfic, quote, may not line up accordingly with Wide Sargasso Sea or Jane Eyre.
So they're aware of the departures.
Oh, yeah. They wanted to underscore how hard it is to figure out the absolute truth from the fantastical or dramatic. They connect it back to the title, Wide Sargasso Sea, that place of swirling, confusing currents. They're creating, as they put it, another current of chaos in the story.
That's a brilliant metaphor, actually, using the setting itself.
It really is.
So, digging deeper into the author's choices, they specifically mention preferring Christophine fleeing for a dark reason, like murder linked to being jailed.
Right.
And coupling that with a secret, like a love affair with a girl. Why those specific elements?
Well, according to the author, this combination gave Christophine the depth they were looking for. It made her more mysterious.
That's serious how?
They argue that someone who has committed murder, even if you know their reasons or their truth, they still remain kind of enigmatic, and that Christophine's willingness to go to ultimate lengths to protect herself makes her seem capable of anything.
It gives her this edge, this unpredictability.
Exactly. A raw, primal survival instinct that you could argue explains a lot about her presence in the original book, too.
Okay. And what about Antoinette? Or Bertha? The author tackles her madness in a really interesting way, too.
Yeah, this is another big shift. Instead of just portraying it as, you know, straightforward mental illness, the author chose to focus on Antoinette's focus and determination.
Focus and determination. How does that relate to the madness?
Well, they suggest her madness was part of an act.
An act.
That she was willing to put on in an attempt to retaliate against her husband.
Whoa. Okay. That reframes things significantly.
It really does. It raises this huge question. What if Antoinette knew more than we know? What if she had a talent for being sneaky on purpose?
So less a victim of breakdown, more a strategist.
That's the implication. The author even mentions a Jane Eyre film where Antoinette's noises seemed, quote, intentional and purposeful. It forces us to ask, Antoinette, Bertha, which one was she or neither? It really makes you rethink her agency, doesn't it?
It really does. That's a truly compelling reinterpretation.
Right.
Suggesting Antoinette's madness was possibly strategic.
Yeah.
But, Do you think this approach risks maybe diminishing the real struggles of mental illness that are often depicted in literature? Or does it just add a valid layer of agency we might have overlooked?
That's a very fair question. And it's a tricky balance, right?
Yeah.
I think reading the notes, the author isn't trying to dismiss mental illness across the board. It feels more like they're offering a different lens specifically for this character in this context, exploring the idea that, you know, what we see on the outside can hide really complex, deliberate motivations.
Okay, I see. It broadens the conversation around her,
yeah,
rather than replacing the original interpretation entirely.
Exactly. And finally, the author reflects on how giving Christophine this backstory, the sexual abuse and the awakening with Persephone, it makes her more vulnerable in their eyes, but also adds to her mystery.
Vulnerability and mystery.
Yeah.
An interesting combination.
Yeah. It allowed the author to explain in a meaningful way why Christophine might still be carrying the weight of that past. And even though the song Persephone is sad, the author finds it hopeful. They like to think Christophine might have found another love later, even while admitting it's likely she didn't. It leaves you with this kind of bittersweet feeling, you know? A hope for resilience, maybe, against the odds.
Definitely bittersweet. So, after all this, what does it all mean for us reading these texts?
Well,
we've seen how a single character's past, when it's reimagined through these creative, maybe empathetic eyes, can just explode with hidden layers. Trauma, resilience, forbidden love.
Right. It really challenges our assumptions about what truth even means in a story.
Yeah. And makes us consider these powerful unseen forces that shape a person's life, shape those perceived rough edges. This whole exploration of Christophine's secret, it's not just about giving her a rich backstory.
No, it ripples outwards.
It invites us to reconsider the motivations of everyone around her, especially Antoinette, right?
Absolutely. It makes us question how much of what we perceive just at face value is really the whole story.
So as you, our listeners, go about your day, maybe think about this. How much of what we perceive as, I know, madness or maybe just coldness in others might actually be a deeply rational, perhaps even strategic response